really long winded too.
Lovely. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians, sorry. Not even close. 2 Chronicles. I was almost in the right place in my Bible, but not in my head. 2 Chronicles 12. We're hearing about David. This is, I was just reading this last week. David, and then Solomon, his son, and then Solomon's son, Rehoboam. And, you know, Solomon kind of went away from the Lord in the last of his life. He fell into idolatry. And then Rehoboam kind of went in the same path at one point. I guess at first he started maybe good, but then he went downhill. Anyway, in 2 Chronicles 12, verse 1, and it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all of Israel with him. It came to pass that in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they had transgressed against the Lord. We're down to end of verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, ye have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, the Lord is righteous. And when the Lord saw that they had humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, they have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I'll grant them some deliverance. And my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. And verse 8 was the verse that kind of stuck out to me the other day. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they know my service and the service of the kingdoms and the countries. And also I was reading a different version when I read this, and it kind of stuck out to me. I was reading the NASB, but a lot of versions we can use that are still pretty good. But they'll become his slaves, that they may learn the difference between my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. And so yeah, I read it that way. I kind of got into, Mark had shared me a commentary. Maybe some of you use it, the preceptaustin.org. It has a lot of different commentaries on it, and I got on there and I started reading all the what everybody had to say about 2 Chronicles 12 and 8. And they're talking about how the service, maybe as Charles Spurgeon said, the service of the Lord is perfect freedom. The service of the world is bondage. And that's really true. And it kind of stuck with me. And we could go to Matthew chapter 11. Maybe we'll just go over there. It's kind of as we read it. The Lord wants us to have freedom in him. Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And also, just one more passage in Galatians. Galatians, we're going to read maybe the last verse of chapter 4. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And I know Galatians is not really dealing with service to the world as much as just those who were under the law, who brought themselves under the law again. But the verse kind of carries the same truth that we can live under bondage, sin of the world and the devil, and it is a bondage, and there ends up being a lot of regret when we allow sin to reign in our life, and something we can learn every, speaking to myself, we can learn every day how much sin drags us down, but serving the Lord is freedom, and there's joy and peace. Serving the Lord. So just help us all to remember that as we go about our lives, just to and to spend each day with the Lord. It can be a struggle. We can have busy lives. But Tim Burton was speaking about that in Sussex the other weekend, about Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. And that was the most important part of her life. And it should be the most important part of our life, but we can put other things above Christ. In Colossians read, "The Christ, in all things Christ might have the preeminence or the first place." May the Lord bless his word.